You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Tuesday.
Oh, it is.
June 19th. Yes, it is Tuesday.
I'm losing track of weeks. Exciting things happened yesterday, so I'm like all over the place right now.
Exciting things?
Yeah.
What was exciting yesterday?
Trek. Oh, yeah. Advocacy.
Yeah. You're doing that again.
Yeah,
with,
I'm a women's trek advocate.
Yeah? So
Bike stuff.
Yes. Thank you for explaining, because some of us are not cyclists.
Yeah, I know.
Well, congratulations on that appointment. Getting out and encouraging women to get on the bikes and ride.
Yeah.
Not in this crazy heat, though.
Right? Well, I do.
You do. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of water.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Making all kinds of noise over there with your phone.
I need like a cork surface because I just like bang stuff all over the place.
Are you tweeting? Is that what you're doing?
No, I was finding the website for what we're talking about.
We are talking about Grace Day in Jefferson County that's coming up very soon, August 4th. And so preparations are in order for Grace Day. What is Grace Day? We have friends here in studio today to help us learn more about Grace Day in Jefferson County, taking place at Zion Lutheran Church in Hillsboro, Missouri. We have Tom Kreisel. He is president of Zion Lutheran Church in Hillsboro, Missouri. Tim, good morning. I should read more closely. Tim, glad to have you in studio this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you here and learn more about Grace Day. And brought along Pastor Mark Harris of Zion Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Good morning, Pastor Mark.
Good to be here this morning.
What is Grace Day?
Grace Day originally was created as a way for our church to get into the community in need and help families who were looking for extra help, get ready for the back-to-school rush, put together basically everything that their children would need to have a successful start to the school year. Think of almost like a free Walmart back-to-school section, except on a much grander scale. That's what Grace Day is. Everything from medical needs to pencils and backpacks. Anything, literally, that helps a kid be a kid instead of having to have children worry about not having the things they need in school to be successful. We wanted to provide that for them.
What are the needs in Jefferson County and in your community?
Well, in our community, probably some of the greatest needs are personal hygiene items, shoes, backpacks especially, because a backpack full of school supplies is very, very expensive for any family, let alone a family who's struggling in the times. We specialize in getting automobiles ready, because believe it or not, automobiles are very important for families in the back to school
or I believe
during
it.
The school year. You know, students who are involved in extracurricular activities, if mom and dad does not have a reliable automobile to get them to and from, that student may not be able to participate in anything outside of what a bus could take them to. So clothing, of course, we already said medical needs, things like that.
How have you partnered with others in the community? How have community partners stepped up to help out?
Well, we have a number of quote unquote supporters, partners, whatever you want to call them. Those are people, businesses that donate supplies that we need, as well as funding. The Lutheran Foundation in St. Louis has been a big supporter of ours, as well as the Jefferson Memorial Foundation in Festus. Send Me St. Louis, which is a wing of the Lutheran Foundation, and Matt Miller, they've been instrumental in helping us prepare not only for how to interact with the community in need, but also give us the funding. And probably one of the most important ways that we've been able to bring Grace Day to the community is our Donate Now button on our website. That allows people to get on there and make personal contributions to helping us bring what those children need for the back-to-school season.
Pastor, how has the congregation embraced this opportunity to give back to the community?
They've embraced this pretty well full heart, I would say. When I got there, it was the second year, so I've been there 2 years now, and so we're going on our fourth Grace Day, and they've really taken heart and have embraced this and have been able to raise all the money to help support this, as well as just put their heart in volunteering. It's just amazing to see all the volunteers that come to help with this, and we can't do it without all these partner churches, and that's why this year we're calling it a Jefferson County Lutheran's Grace Day, because it's all the collective collaboration of all these area churches that we're partnering with to make this possible. And we're hoping, and that's kind of our whole motive after this year and from years to go, years beyond, is to move this into a direction where all of us churches can work together to help supply things for our community needs. And I've kind of nicknamed it Grace Day 365 because, well, we live in Grace 365. And if you come to our church, our Wi-Fi password kind of helps with that. It's free. So it's just wonderful to be able to see how all of us can get together to make this possible. And I'm hoping we can do more than just a day in August. It's maybe, can we do a Christmas event, Easter event, different events to help our community in need. And last year we had best example, you know, where you really see the love of our congregation and all these congregations is how many of us live in poverty, are they're working poor. That's usually where I see a lot of this, is what Grace Day is for, is that they all work. They all need something, a little help to get them through their kids going to school. And last year we had a lady whose husband was going through cancer. She was a nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. They make decent money, but they got in this spot where it was just so hard for them in this last month or two, and we helped them out. We were able to help them out with little finances for the electricity, but also Grace Day. They were able to get all their things they need for their kids. So it's just amazing to see how our congregation and everybody gets together and supports this. It's a great event.
You mentioned the church member. Are there other stories of kids who have been affected by this, or families that you've been able to interact with?
Yes. One, I mean, the neatest thing was last year, and I've got a picture of her. I should have brought that. Was a girl who came the year before and received some stuff from us, came to help and volunteer last year. So she was working in the area where they get shampoos and soaps and all that. And she came back because she wanted to help so much. It was just a great thing to see.
What are the ways that people are served? You mentioned supplies and things like that, but you've even, I noticed in some of the notes from last year, previous years, that people have helped with haircuts and things like that too. Tell me a little bit more about what happens, what does someone walk away with if they come to Grace Day to be served and to prepare for that coming school year?
Well, basically, you know, if you did come to Grace Day, you would not only receive some of the material items that you would need for back to school, which is your supplies. You could also get a new pair of shoes. This year, we toned back clothing because clothing is such an expensive budget area for Grace Day, because we realized that not only was that area so hard on our operating budget, but clothing is more accessible for people in need through other charities, but one of the things that isn't is undergarments. And undergarments are so expensive, and especially for students who are changing physically. Hygiene, a big important part of hygiene is proper undergarments. And so this year you'll be able to walk away with undergarments, male or female. You'll also have the Jefferson County Health Department is there with their mobile dental unit doing dental screenings. And then you also can get a back-to-school haircut, which we partner with back-to-school photography, because what a lot of people don't realize who aren't a part of our school systems, and I'm a teacher, so I see this, is every child gets their picture taken for the yearbook, but not every child's parents can afford to purchase that picture package and have it hanging on the wall in the living room. And so what we have is we have two photographers from the community who are on the other side of the room where the haircuts are taking place, so that children can get a fresh haircut and then go next door and have their back-to-school photograph taken. And then we print those and send those out to those children so that they have them. So those are just some of the things. Like I said, the Automotive Express lane is also there to Jim Butler Chevrolet sends down an automotive tech, and we have a team of people that work with him, and they do kind of a multi-inspection. I don't know all the terminology for it, but they make sure the car is safe to operate and do some minor things to get them to a point where the car can transport students back and forth to school. Pastor, what else am I forgetting?
I think every car last year was a quart low, so.
Yeah, at least of oil. I went through a lot of oil last year.
And the Gideons are there handing out Bibles, and it's a collective collaboration that actually our football team from Hillsboro comes and they help carry all the stuff back to the cars.
Right.
So it's a neat involvement day.
Yeah. So it involves a lot of the community. What are you looking for? What do you need in order to prepare for Grace Day on August 4th?
Right now, well, first of all, if people want to volunteer, I think it's an awesome time to get a chance to get involved. We operated about 150 person volunteer list. It's a very big list, and it continues to grow every year, including people outside of our partner congregations, because people have heard about Grace Day. They want to see what it looks like. People from other churches that want to do things like this, they can come and participate in it and learn about it. What we're basically looking for is funding for not only Grace Day, but each year our goal as a church is to have a spinoff mission from Grace Day. And so we have several programs that we've created off of Grace Day, and we're always looking for that next thing. And what we try to do is every year we look at, okay, Grace Day number two, what was the most pressing need that the community at need showed us they needed? Let's go tackle that in the community, whether it's shoes, providing shoes for the school districts of children in need, or mental health counseling for students in need. We don't know what that next item might be at Grace Day, but obviously those things are very expensive. And right now funding is something it's very important. I would say right now our most pressing need is for undergarments. Undergarments are so expensive, especially.
Last year the folks at the Lutheran Hour had a little challenge on getting us undergarments.
Right.
And so that was kind of a neat challenge they did.
You had mentioned earlier the response of those who were recipients of the many blessings of Grace Day. What about the volunteers who have participated in Grace Day in the past? What has been their response? Do you have return volunteers who come back? What do they say?
I would say, just one of our pastors in the area that's one of the congregations that helps support us, I overheard him say one day that this was a life-changing experience to somebody. And all the other volunteers always usually grab more people and want to bring more people. I'm never going to turn a volunteer down, but we get plenty of volunteers, and we put them to work. Last year, it actually really went very efficient with volunteers, but it's just a neat day to be able to come and be the hands and the feet of Jesus and be able to share his love with others.
Yeah, I could tell you last year that we had a gentleman volunteer. He described himself as a rough, tough, hard construction worker. He was proud of that, and he was in tears when I saw him. And later, he reflected that he was the family that he was personally shopping with, quote unquote shopping, helping through the Grace Day services. They had showed up living in their van, and they had four children, and the children had not eaten in days, and he had never seen that level of need that close. He actually told me, he's like, I didn't know that was real. I didn't know that people could be in truly that much poverty and not have assistance somewhere else. And I think that is something we should probably mention, is the thing that makes Grace Day unique is we don't ask questions. It's not your typical assistance program where you have to prove poverty line. We do not ask any questions. If you show up and you say, I'm here to shop for five children, all we ask for, what are their ages, so that we can get them the appropriate backpack for their school supplies, the right fitting clothing, shoes, etc. And so anybody who experiences something like Grace Day will be moved.
GraceDayJeffco.org is the website. We'll include that link with our program notes today as well. Tim Kreisel, thanks so much for being here today. And
thank
Pastor
you.
Mark Harrison, Zion Lutheran Church, Hillsboro. Check out Grace Day coming up August 4th. Lots of ways to prepare. Thanks for being our guest in the coffee hour.
Thank you so much.
Coming up in just a little bit, Sarah had a chance to sit down with Reverend Dr. Al Espinosa about his new book.
It's fun.
Yeah. Stick around for that. You're listening to the coffee hour.